Queen Elizabeth II, 1926 to 2022. A History with Blind Veterans UK. As patron of our charity from 1952 to 2016, Her Majesty the Queen played a crucial role in the charity's history. Here we look back on her extraordinary dedication to our cause. 1948, a generous donation. The Queen was always passionate about supporting war-blinded veterans. In 1948, a few years before becoming our patron, Princess Elizabeth, as she was then, donated the princely sum of £36 to the charity, which she had received as a wedding gift from citizens of Grahamstown, South Africa. In addition to this, she gave an unspecified sum to be used for the purchase of a guide dog. The Alsatian dog, Nell, was bought for a member, Dan Pretorius, formerly of the South African Training Corps. Dan trained as a physiotherapist at St Dunstan's, as we were then known, and then returned to South Africa with his wife and Nell. 1952. Patron of St Dunstan's. Her Majesty the Queen became patron of St Dunstan's in 1952 after the death of our previous patron, her father, King George VI. This was announced in the June 1952 issue of the Review, and she remained the charity's patron until December 2016. 1962, visit to our centre. 10 years later, Queen Elizabeth II made her first visit to our centre in Ovingdean, Brighton, accompanied by her husband, the Duke of Edinburgh. The report in the Review the following month described the visit and said of this speech she made, "To loud applause, Her Majesty rose to speak. She said, 'Thank you for your kind welcome. As patron of St Dunstan's, I'm very pleased to have this opportunity of coming here with my husband and seeing this home at Ovingdean, where every year many St Dunstaners come for holidays and convalescence, while others stay here to learn a trade or craft. One wishes the best of good luck to you all and to your families and to all St Dunstaners of the United Kingdom and overseas.'" 1965, St James's Palace. We celebrated our 50th anniversary in 1965, and on the 26th of March, exactly 50 years from when the organisation moved into St Dunstan's Lodge in Regent's Park, the Queen attended a reception at St James's Palace with 300 of our members who had been selected by ballot. The Review at the time noted, "Her Majesty spent an hour with us, talking in a most interested and friendly way to many St Dunstaners representing every aspect of our life, who were presented to her. Her Majesty the Queen is, of course, our patron, and we were greatly honoured by her visit. Those of us who were lucky enough to be there felt that the visit was not only for us, but for all St Dunstaners everywhere." 1985, a second visit. 20 years later, in July 1985, Her Majesty visited our centre in Ovingdean again, by now called Ian Fraser House. She came with the Duke of Edinburgh to formally open the new refurbished South Wing. 2001, Buckingham Palace. In May 2001, the charity marked its 85th anniversary with a special reception held at Buckingham Palace. In attendance were 250 members, 150 widows and widowers, and guests and escorts. They met the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, Princess Alexandra, and Sir Angus Ogilvy. 2002, Golden Jubilee. The following year, Queen Elizabeth II celebrated an important anniversary of her own, her Golden Jubilee. The St Dunstan's Standard was amongst those carried in parade of of 22,000 people through London, all there represented some aspect of her reign, and this included her relationship with our charity. 2015, our centenary. As Blind Veterans UK turned 100 in 2015, one of Her Majesty's final acts as patron was to allow the charity to mark the occasion with a garden party at Buckingham Palace. It was her wish for the garden party to be hosted by Her Royal Highness the Countess of Wessex, who was to become our future patron. 2016, 90th Birthday Parade. In 2016, the formal announcement came that Her Majesty would be stepping down as patron of Blind Veterans UK, as well as 24 other patronages, as she approached her 90th birthday. The charity was invited to take part in the patron's lunch, and many members attended on our behalf. Our Blind Veterans UK pace-sticking team also led the veterans contingent in the Queen's 90th birthday parade. A shining example to all. Throughout her time as patron of our charity, the Queen enriched the lives of our members and was a shining example to all. Her remarkable dedication will never be forgotten, and we thank her from the bottom of our hearts for her tireless efforts for our cause. May she rest in peace.